conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of Sydney's inner west. My name is Lee Stark.
Welcome to the show. I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
I'm Jeff Quattromani.
I'm Alex Horosh.
And I'm Jason Murray.
Welcome to the very last Gadget Grill show. We have got a full cast of Gadget Grill alumni here in the studio for this. It's somewhat sad event, I think, guys. What do you say?
It's sad because we're not all going to be in this at once. I know we've been trying to do this forever. It's mostly been you guys asking me and me going no. But
thanks, Lee. It's bittersweet.
But do you know how long I've waited to share a show with you?
To share a microphone?
How long have you been waiting?
It's been about 4 years, hasn't it, Jason?
It's been years. Sorry.
Yeah. The Gadget Grill started in December 2008 with Lee, my son, and myself doing the show.
I'll hold the phone. We're going live to Facebook in case anyone cares.
Okay. Hi, Facebook.
And over the time, people have come into the show. Lee had moved on to better things. Jeff Quattromani joined the show. Then I think it was you next.
Jeff moved on to better things as well. Like, we should be clear about that.
Yes.
I just joined and then left.
Yeah. Jason joined the show. Alex joined the show.
We've not moved on to better things yet.
No.
What are you doing next Sunday?
Jeff.
Apparently we're doing a wine show.
Wine show, that's it. Yeah.
Better things.
Yeah. We're not going to talk very much about technology tonight.
I mean, we are.
But instead, we're going to talk about...
We're using technology now.
We're going to talk about ourselves and the show and some of the things that have affected us over the 11 years that the show's been on the air. It's been exciting. I think it's been a lot of fun.
Mm. It's been certainly interesting. I mean, before this, I wasn't really into broadcast media, and this kind of made my segue into other areas, and I'm sure it has for many of us in this room as well.
Well, Jeff, tell us very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, super quick. This is where I started doing radio, and I spent probably 4 years, I think, doing this. And now I'm on, I don't know, four other radio stations. And
TV.
A bit of freelance writing, just like a lot of everyone else in the room. So, this is where it began for me, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are a nursery for budding technology talent.
We're all crying and screaming.
Yes. I thought we were just a nursery.
Okay, we're going to stick to the general format of the show with talk and music. It's just that the talk is going to be just a little bit less sane than little bit more insane than it normally is. I'm going to start
low
off.
Bar, low bar.
There are more insane people in the studio.
Oh, the combined IQ of everybody in the studio must be all of what, three?
It's actually the same amount of insane people in the studio as usual.
Okay. Earlier today, while we were planning the show, Jeff asked me to play a particular song. This is Booker T and the MGs, Green Onions.
It's my favourite.
Yeah, first heard here.
Thank you.
And we're back with the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ 88.1 FM. And we have a full studio today of five counting myself.
How's that maths going, Jack?
I'll tell you what. Present.
We have a studio full of presenters.
We did eat beforehand.
That pizza was very, very yummy. Those pizzas were yummy.
It was a perfect choice, because pizza is the choice of geeks. So it made sense, guys.
Absolutely.
Good planning.
The only thing missing, we didn't have the caffeine.
Didn't have a coffee.
No, we didn't.
Have a coffee. I should have had a coffee. Mm. Espresso martinis.
Yes. Mm. All those in favour? Aye.
Aye.
Who's going to get... No, we can't send anyone
that's
out.
That's next week's show.
Okay, right.
There's no next week's show.
Okay. In this segment, let's talk about...
The past,
exactly.
This is the ghost of radio past.
Yeah. Let's talk about different things that have touched you in terms of the technology over the time that you've been involved with the show. Let's go with that. Lee.
Oh, God, what?
You're first.
First, what do you want me to talk about for the past?
Stuff that, well, whatever you feel like talking about.
We started this 11 years ago just to talk about technology, and it was just kind of like a father-son thing at the time.
Yep.
And so much has changed. I think probably the thing that
There's more sons.
We don't talk about that. It's bad enough dealing with the two we have. So much has changed. I showed the guys this earlier today that we all look at our phones and see them as so normal, but I showed them the original iPhone, the first iPhone that came out, and you compare it to what exists now. I don't think anyone in this room could imagine using a 3.5-inch phone.
Yeah, I was about to say, would you guys have been talking about that particular phone on the Gadget Grill?
No, because
Gary doesn't like Apple products.
No. I don't mind Apple products, yep. But I actually bought three of those phones when I was on a trip to New Orleans in 2007.
That's too early.
So you were an iPhone mule.
He was technically. He was an iPhone mule. Yeah.
Yeah.
He bought one for iMule. He bought one for himself, for myself, and for our brother.
And I remember we were chatting online while I was in Dallas. Mm. I bought it in Dallas, and I said to Lee that I'm going to buy one for Michael for your brother, and you said that's stupid, and then you said, "Can you buy me one as well, please?"
I think he'd like it.
About right.
I think he'd like it. So I'm a technology journalist, but we looked at the past. So much has changed. It's hard to look back on one specific thing. I mean, we didn't use our phones the way we did back then. Now we are just
glued to them.
Yeah.
Back in 2007,
people still read in books. Now we mostly read on our devices.
There were
on Kindles.
No apps for the phones.
No, we still didn't have one.
But you have to remember that print media is now dead, and it wasn't back
pretty
then.
Much.
Which is a valid point.
Jeff, talk about the past.
Look, I was about to say, I'm just looking around the room. I mean, Lee is using a phone to stream video to anybody
around the world,
right?
And all one person
and
watching.
That concept in itself, when you were starting the show, would have been talked about as something coming one day. I mean, that was big, especially doing it on phone.
Well, at dinner, Jason asked the question, what is our favourite technology gadget, and I mentioned it wasn't so much a gadget, but it was the technology that, well, it allows us to do that. I mentioned the instance of I can drive around in my car in Sydney and I can listen to my favourite radio station.
It's not 2RDJ, by the way.
He's talking about listening to himself on Tuesday afternoons.
Out of Long Beach, California.
It's definitely not 2RDJ. There.
And I can do that. I can do that while I'm driving around in Sydney. I can be in a car in Europe. I can be anywhere in the world. And I'm listening to New Orleans radio, Los Angeles radio, radio from anywhere in the world. And 30 years ago, the concept of doing that didn't exist. 15 years ago, it existed, but you had to work hard to do it. Today, commonplace. Jason?
What they used to do, though, is that they would package up shows that were pre-recorded and they'd send them around the world. So, like, you would get American Top 40. Replayed.
Casey Kasem.
Replayed on Sunday night radio here, whereas, like, it was a Saturday night thing in the States. But, you know, they would package them up and send them out, but you couldn't get it in real time unless you were on, like, ham radio.
One of the things that I love doing on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, I will listen to Los Angeles radio, to the station out of LA, and I will listen to their Friday and Saturday night Latin jazz show. And the music that they play there on this show, the guy knows his stuff, and the music is absolutely sublime. Alex.
So is this like just favorite gadgets or?
Well, we're talking about, you know, just over the time. What's impressed you? What's affected you?
That wearables have kind of gone from being a dumb novelty to something that's actually useful.
Yeah.
There are 3 Apple Watches in the studio right now.
Yeah, there's 5 smartwatches in this studio.
Every one of us is wearing a smartwatch.
And every one of us is watching each other as well.
Yeah, those of us who don't have the Apple Watch on are jealous.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if it would be on Android, and this is the point, though, Alex makes a valid point. If this were on Android, it would be a winner as well.
Mm. Yeah. But like, it's just really interesting being able to like see technology mature, where it's like, you know, this is like an interesting idea, a computer we wear on our wrists. Like, that's dumb. That's just like, you know, it's a Star Trek pipe dream. And now, like, it's real, and it's good, and it's useful, which is...
Back in the 50s, sorry, Jason, back in the 50s, we used to look at cartoons on TV, Dick Tracy, and he had a
wrist... I thought Dick Tracy was more 30s.
Not in the comics, but not in the cartoons. But, yeah, Dick Tracy would have a...
He would have
a communicator watch. Today it's a reality. Jetsons, they would have... video TV. Sorry, Jason, I interrupted you.
I just want to point out, not all smartwatches are winners. Does everyone remember the Samsung Gear S?
Yes.
Ooh. Do we have to?
You can get $3 on eBay.
I know.
do we have to remember them? Okay, I'm going to play some more music, guys. This is a track by an Australian performer, guy by the name of Reg Livermore. He played in the Betty Blockbuster Follies, and he was the narrator in something or other. This is... I'm getting old, come on.
You're going to be a great tour guide, and on your left is, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Like,
this is Last Cigarette.
Is it Jason's favourite?
It is my favourite.
I'll get a cigarette. Bloody things. Honestly, every time you want one, you should try eating an apple. I've tried it. You try eating 40 apples a day. Tobacco, tobacco, I hate you, I do. Like Venus, I'd look if it wasn't for you. But I'll give up the habit, I will even yet, when I've had just one more cigarette. It wasn't the whiskey, it was not the wine that made such a wreck of this body of mine. But I'll give up the habit, I will even yet, when I've had just one more cigarette. Under my eyes are a couple of bags. I blame it all onto a packet of fags. But I'll give up the habit, I will even yet, when I've had just one more cigarette. My teeth are all yellow and so is my tongue. I breathe through a kipper, I call it a lung. I'll give up the habit, I will even yet, when I've had just one more cigarette.
Welcome back to the final edition of the Gadget Grill, and when you hear what we're going to say for the rest of the episode, you'll know why it's the final episode.
Indeed.
On Radio 2 RDJ 88.1 on the FM band and on the internet for tonight only and Tuesday afternoon at radio2rdj.com.
No, this show isn't getting a repeat.
We've actually received a number of emails, but we're staying on the air.
Well, that's a first. People are listening. This is good.
I know.
We've raised from, 2 listeners to 3?
We've got 4.
4. Fantastic.
We've got 4. Yeah, hang on. No, sorry. That's in the studio, isn't it?
No, that was 5. We covered this earlier.
Yeah, but I don't count. I can't count.
Neither does Jeff.
No.
It's very difficult when you're trying to count and include yourself.
Yes.
It is.
Okay, what are we going to talk about now? Let's talk about...
What are we talking about?
Let's talk about
our favourite gadgets.
Okay, favourite gadgets. Alex, you can start.
It's a very ad-lib show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, continue on with the wearable trend. I really love the Apple Watch. It's a gadget that's kind of, like, surprised me to how much I like it. And, like, it's actually, like, had a benefit to my life. I actually, like, work out on a daily basis because this stupid thing guilts me into it.
Wait. So guilt is the reason you like it. You, there are religions for this, Alex. There are you don't have to. I mean, you do have to pay something eventually, but you don't at the beginning.
But I mean, Apple's a cult anyway, so
true. So
well, it is Apple, so
what
yeah.
What I'm saying is, you want your gadgets to be religious, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alex, you've also just said that Apple is a cult on the air. Didn't you have previously had an interview to pick up your iPhone 11 tomorrow? But apparently, that may not happen anymore.
It's okay, I'm part of a cult.
Yeah.
You know, so it's okay. You're okay with that.
Yeah. But, oh, no, but it's just, like, it's interesting, like, how technology can motivate you and, like, change your, like, it's definitely, like, I'm living a healthier life, and it means I can feel less guilty about drinking the champagne or definitely not drinking.
Okay, now, Alex, you said something about how it's changing your life. And I think that's probably an important point to pay attention to, because good technology should have that effect, but it should change your life in a good way. And I got the impression that that's exactly what it is from your point of view.
Yeah, no, I did the city to surf this year, like, a few years ago. I never would have even thought about that.
Will you kindly stand in the corner? This is not allowed on the show.
I still haven't thought about it.
No. Okay, Jason, while you got the microphone.
Do I? Oh, okay. What are we talking about?
Favorite gadgets.
Gadgets, technology. Yeah. I want to talk about technology rather than gadgets.
Good.
I want to talk about how impressed I am at the advances in smartphone camera technology in the last few years.
Okay.
The one aimed at your head right now.
Yes. There's one aimed at my head right now that is live streaming me onto Facebook as I wax lyrical about how much I like smartphone cameras. Mm-hmm. Because back in the early days of smartphone technology, I really didn't care that much about the camera. And a few years ago,
because you were using a Nexus.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. A little known Korean company called Samsung introduced a phone that you may have heard of called the Galaxy S6, and it was a leap forward in camera technology. And
I've got
actually
an S1 at home.
Really?
That wasn't, though.
Yeah.
But I went out and I actually bought one while I was on holidays in Singapore. I know. People, I bought a Galaxy S phone.
S6. Will you kick Alex out of the corner so you can go?
Very shortly.
But I did it because I saw the capabilities of the camera, which is by the standards of the devices that we have in our hands at the moment, the Galaxy S6's camera is, like, laughable. But it kickstarted something, and it kickstarted a trend of one-upmanship every few months in the mobile industry, and the camera is now a battleground. Like, look at the iPhone 11 Pro.
It's the main talking
point.
It's
kind of like the primary battleground.
It is.
Well, I mean, if you look for a phone, there are two things you buy it for.
Camera and screen?
I was actually going to say camera and battery life.
Yes.
And battery life.
This is the battleground where everything takes place now.
Yep.
Because every phone does the same thing. Let's be honest. They all surf the web. They all occasionally make phone calls. It's not really a phone anymore.
Some don't have YouTube anymore.
That's right. It's a meme. Some devices struggle with Google services.
Great cameras though.
Great cameras though. But camera and battery life is what we buy these things for, and that's usually what the crux of our reviews are going to come down
to.
You're going to choose your phone based off how good the camera is and if it's going to survive more than a day. Because if it's not, you're probably going to consider something else.
Okay,
you know,
now,
when I used to write a phone review, I used to spend several paragraphs describing the physical properties of the phone, and I don't anymore because I just go straight to the camera.
Yeah, it's thin.
It's not.
Jason said something there about how the cameras have progressed from the S6 through to today. But does that remind you of back in 2004 when we started buying DSLRs, and we had 6-megapixel DSLRs, and they went to 8-megapixel, 10, now they're 40 to 50.
11 billion.
Point-and-shoots are dead because of a smartphone.
At some point, over the last few years, the advances in DSLRs have...
They've become less important.
The same is now happening with the phones. Do we see a massive increase in performance and features from the Note 9 to the Note 10, and from the iPhone 10 to the iPhone 11.
I wouldn't say, we're not seeing a massive leap forward every generation, but there are certainly some brands doing better things than others.
P20 to P30 was massive.
Absolutely, yeah. The P30 Pro this year, I think we can all agree, has been, despite what's happened to Huawei, it's been that beacon in camera technology where it's actually as good as some mirrorless cameras out there. And so it's the sort of thing where you go, why do I even need at that point to carry around an interchangeable lens camera? We're getting to that point where, you know, as Alex said before, we knocked out compact cameras because the phone camera became so good.
Yeah, now who wants a compact camera?
That's right. Now we're beginning to knock on the door of interchangeable lens cameras because, again, granted the technology is still going to be better from glass and from versatility, but if your phone can do all of it, if your phone can actually do some of the things like a low-aperture lens can do...
Well, the phones are now doing 80% of what a DSLR can do, I reckon.
And when we get to, like, 90%, it's going to be crazy.
That's right.
Just, like, why do we have those, like, 10-lens cameras?
Well, the thing is, and that sort of thing exists. Light has has the L16, which is a 16-lens, not quite
monstrosity.
Smartphone. Yeah, it is monstrosity, it's true. And Nokia had their version of it with five cameras. But the
and a time-of-flight sensor.
Yes, that's right. But the idea behind this whole thing is that the more cameras you stick on a small device, the more you can make it do. And yes, it's not at that point yet. But again, look at the phones we have today. They were not at this point 10 years ago. And now...
Yeah, the cameras with potatoes.
Amazing things, exactly. So, you know, in 10 years' time, we might not be carrying around cameras. Nikon and Canon might have gone the days of something else.
We might not even have phones in 10 years.
It's true. We might have wearables.
Well, we'll have implants, yeah.
Could be.
We'll have contact lenses.
The one thing I want to add on to that is that I feel, in terms of camera technology, your smartphone's never going to be as good as a DSLR. But
correct.
The software on the smartphones is aping DSLR features, and smartphones are evolving faster than DSLRs.
So absolutely.
They're not going to catch up, but they're going to get to a point where the difference is imperceptible.
Yeah, I can't add to my Instagram stories from my DSLR, so...
We had this discussion tonight.
What's an Instagram story?
Depends on the DSLR, but yeah, I've got one that I can. Jeff?
So around technology, I'm going to go with Jason's thing and go on trends. For me, it's social media. You know, 11 years ago... What were you posting on? You know, whether
MySpace.
It was MySpace,
newspapers,
and you know, and now you think about Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and what we can do with that. But what it enables for people, for me, that's everything. How we communicate with people overseas, how we continue our friendship circles, how we organise to all be here tonight.
Well, all happens through social media.
I don't have anyone's phone number in this room. I have no one's phone number.
I've got yours.
We all just met.
Who are you? Who invited you?
I snuck in. So
your name, Verb.
Yeah.
are you the guy who runs Jeff Quattromani's Twitter account?
Kind of. I'm the face of Jeff Quattromani. Yeah, it's weird. But I mean, for me, that's the biggest thing. I mean, we're going to talk about trends. That's got to be the biggest one.
Okay.
I was going to add. So your trend's biggest one. Sort of. Are we talking about favorite technology still?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, why not?
My favorite technology kind of shows that I'm not really quite just your son anymore. I'm still a parent, or I am a parent now, I guess. And it's one Jeff's probably aware of as well. Is the fact that for some reason the baby camera for me has become a crucial aspect of my life, and I actually can't imagine my life without it. It seems crazy. I can imagine back when I was a baby, and
that was about 107 years ago,
something like that. Yeah, and you were watching us. As you said, you would stand in the door and not be creepy at all. No, but I do the same. I mean, I stand over my daughter's crib, just probably like Jeff does his son's.
That's not creepy.
And when
just
she's,
like, don't do it with a knife.
That's right. And when she's older, she'll reflect back on this moment and go, "You talked about it on the air. You anyway." For me, it's that crucial bit of technology because it manages to connect with everything we're doing here. It connects with the internet. It connects with the fact that it's video conferencing. It connects with the fact that it can technically be social. But as unbelievable as it is, I can share those moments with friends and family because they're adorable. And for me, it's that crucial point.
I agree. Your family is adorable.
My family is
adorable. I'm talking about your parents.
But Jeff's little son is adorable as well. And that's my point. It's like that little thing, that part of being a parent that makes you want to share those moments and check up on your child remotely using video conferencing, it connects with every single one of these things. And you really get to experience it properly when you're a parent. It's just really amazing as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, time for a bit more music, I guess. This is Elton John. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
It's my favourite.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to lie?
Madrigal on Radio 2 RDJ 88.1 on the FM band and Radio2RDJ.com on the web. And this is the final Gadget Grill ever, which is a time.
Yeah, something like that.
I gotta say, of all the episodes of the Gadget Grill, this is definitely the most recent.
And the last one.
Well, of all of the episodes of the Gadget Grill, this is definitely one of them.
Can I also actually just say, since we are like getting a little bit emotional and stuff, I have to say, over the years, I have come to regard you all as people I met.
And right, yes. Thank you. I am privileged to be one of those. Now, I do have to comment on the clothes, on the T-shirt that...
Are you watching? Alex is now the one viewer of the stream.
Right.
He's being taken off.
Somebody needs to focus on Jason's T-shirt.
Right.
Which appears to have smart lights on it.
Is it? Well, no, they're just lights. Why do they have these smart lights?
Because they're on Jason. They've got to be smart to be on Jason, haven't they?
We've said this before. Smart means it's connected to the internet. So unless Jason's connected to the internet,
it is a wearable.
It's not actually. It is
a wearable.
Definitely
a wearable.
Yeah.
It is a wearable. So
definitely a wearable.
Maybe that's it.
We
don't know where we're going.
Is this why this is the last show? I'm just curious. I don't know. Maybe
we still have half an hour left.
So how about we talk about what we're looking forward to?
Technically, at the fourth segment, have we kind of rushed through everything else?
Yeah, we've been going through rather quickly, but we're still.
I have to keep holding this phone up for half an hour.
Yes, you do.
Live stream.
Well, that was your choice.
That was my decision. Yeah, that was your bad decision.
It was your fault, mate.
It's my fault.
But yeah, so that's what gadgets. What are we looking forward to?
This entire show is my fault.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for that.
That's where I was coming to. So, you know, let's...
Yeah, what are we looking forward to?
What are we looking forward to? What are we going to be doing in the future? Yeah. Start with me.
You get your Sunday nights back.
Okay.
What are we looking forward to? Like, in a technical... Like, in technology as opposed to in life.
Well, in... Let's talk about both, because life is important, and technology helps us in life, and... And
how much tea have you had?
Tea,
yeah.
It's okay. Oxygen's for losers.
Yeah.
Who needs to breathe?
In my case, I'm going to get my Sunday nights back. I've been doing Sunday night radio now for 13 or 14 years, something like that, a long time. The Gadget Grill for nearly 11 years. I'm looking forward to being able to take a break, to fall asleep on the couch 7 nights a week with D rather than just 6 nights a week. Just basically taking things easy. There's going to be a few changes in my life over the next year or two. And this is part of the preparation for those sorts of changes in my life. It is sad for me tonight. It's kind of melancholy.
Melancholy.
Yeah, melancholy. You know melancholy.
Yeah, melancholy.
How much tea
sadness
have you had?
It's the most amazing Smashing Pumpkins album no one's ever heard of.
Exactly.
Smiling politely.
Yeah.
There are
things changing that I can foresee changing in my life and starting to prepare for those changes. So I'm going to be off the radio.
Please tell me one of those changes isn't death, because that's where it sounds like it's leading to.
No.
And as your son, I got to say, that's really overwhelming to have an end of the show and get to that point.
Let's just say the peanuts. I'm not planning on that one, Lee.
Okay, good.
I'm not planning on that one, but it's reassuring to hear you say that.
Some of us can be.
Clean up your room.
Yeah. Jeff. What are you up
to? Honestly, for me, in terms of what I'm looking forward to from a technology standpoint, smart things. Lots of smart things that talk to each other.
Away.
But actually
no
work. Actually work.
Jeff
doesn't
still
matter
knows
the brand.
How to trigger Gary.
It doesn't matter on what it is. I want things
Jeff
to
Plus
work.
Money is sponsored by smart things.
No, as in general smart things, not the brand or the product smart things, but like all these smart products that exist and connect to the internet, so many things don't talk to each other the way they all should, get different brands for the right product.
And it's
I don't
never
like
going
to
bloody happen.
At some point, things will start to mesh
well,
better.
Just talking about smart lights on his shirt.
That's what I'm going
to
say.
That's right, they're on his shirt and they don't connect to the internet. What's your point?
So that's me anyway. That's me.
Jason.
I want to go for smart things as well for two reasons. One, I would really like to find a way to actually make the things in my house that are dumb smart. So I'm in a rental property. I have a light.
What does the cat think about that?
He'll be happy to ride the Roomba. I'm in a rental property. I have a light on my lounge room roof that I can't control. I can't get my Google Assistant to control
it. Have you considered not using the IKEA light bulbs? I think we went through this.
Yeah, no, no. So this is not the IKEA light bulbs, though. Like, this is literally a hardwired light that the maintenance person installed, which removed my IKEA light bulb, so I can't control the lounge room light anymore.
Why?
Because there's no smart control or anything on it. There's no Zigbee
control. No. Why did they remove your light?
That's a long story.
Okay.
So,
we've got an extra few minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is true. We do. We have rushed through things.
This isn't chair throwing.
And so, like, I'm looking forward to the point at which I can control more aspects of my home. Like, IKEA is going to bring out smart blind controls in a few months' time. And I had no idea that, like, controlling blinds was a growth industry, but it's big enough that IKEA is getting into it. I wonder what else. What else can we get smart in the house? And, like, and I say this, and I'm aware that I'm skirting dangerously close to the internet-connected fridge and kettle.
We don't call them that anymore. We just call them the fridge.
No, we call them the hub, don't we?
I guess,
yeah. Something like that.
More of that smart things connected.
Yes. Oh, no, it's the oven. But, like, I'm interested in being able to automate more things in my home and also doing it cheaper. Like, there's been a significant reduction in the price of home automation. You can now get smart plugs for $10 or $15. You can get smart lights for $20 or $25.
It's more accessible, and it's so easy to do yourself. And it's kind of cool, and it's still a bit janky, but
yes. When are they going to release a smart butt plug, though?
Wasn't that the thing we saw before the show?
We're going to talk about that in a minute.
I just kind of want to make this point. I'm your son, and I know this might be the last episode, and we kind of have like an anything goes approach here.
Yes,
but there are certain things I don't need to know about as your son. Also, I mean, these guys might. I don't need to know about that. Also, as your son.
Also,
your sister's watching, so please enjoy that.
Just in case you're unaware. Speaking of like the idea of a smart butt plug, I just want to point out Gary has been swiveling in that chair behind the desk for years.
Oh,
that
no.
chair, that chair
it's
that,
as well,
no, I just want to tell you all that chair doesn't actually swivel.
And yet I should not be laughing. I really shouldn't be laughing.
Baby.
Do you need like for bleach?
I think I need something else in this cup. More, please.
More tea.
Alex.
Okay, I'm going to like be like really weird and vague, but I'm really looking forward to...
So,
like,
this is a new thing for you, is it?
Thanks, Gary. Looking forward to like a bit of technology that surprises me again, because, I mean, like, we've seen so many years of like...
So, not a smartphone.
I mean, the Galaxy Fold surprised me.
Ooh, like, because it can be... It can be pulled apart.
Did it surprise you because it's getting released?
I mean, yes. Yeah, but also that it seems promising. And, like, I mean, most people shouldn't buy the Galaxy Fold. But it's, you know, maybe in 3 years we should buy the Galaxy Fold 4.
Whatever.
I'm assuming they'll skip a number somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's just like...
Are you saying Samsung's turning into Microsoft in terms of never buy a version 1?
I mean,
that's true of most companies.
I've got actual technology news. Xiaomi is going to launch a foldable phone this week.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Do they know that you're announcing it?
Yes. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
They've put out all the...
And you'll never hear it again.
And since you said that, just in my head, I'm like, was this under embargo? No.
Meanwhile, I'm going to get a phone call from him on Monday going, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, but you know, just like really interesting technology, like things that you wouldn't have really thought of yourself or like never expected to like or enjoy. And I feel like those moments are so rare with like as sophisticated like as smartphones, laptops, computers. Like one of the last times before the Galaxy Fold, it really surprised me, like virtual reality. And it's going to be really nice to see how that matures. And it's just fun to see cool tech because of, like I'm just like a nerd at heart and... I love to see cool gadgets.
You're a nerd with a heart? No.
So you, nerd without a heart. So you also played
Gary.
You also played with Vive Cosmos this week. I played with it as well. It is funny because this is something that while neither of us actually own I don't know if you own a VR set or not, but like Vive is something that we've played with at trade shows from year to year and just sort of watched it evolve in small increments. And then, you know, then the new version of it comes out and it's just, oh yeah, okay, you know, you can definitely see the evolution in the technology. I'm not ready to put one in my living room yet, but still, it's pretty fun to play with.
Right.
Also okay. Fall over in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Face plant, kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, going to play a bit more music. This is...
You've been playing music?
Yeah.
We talk over it.
Right.
Yes.
This is quote-unquote music.
This is the Rolling Stones, and this goes way back to the 1960s. Amongst the first music that I started listening to, this is The Last Time.
I've got the same.
Well, I told you once and I told you twice, but you never listened to my advice. You don't try very hard to please me, but what you know, it should be easy. Well, this could be the last time. This could be the last time.
Welcome back to the very last segment of the Gadget Grill. The last show, this is the last segment on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet, all the w's.radio2rdj.com.
Can I make a point quickly? Does Please. Anyone actually know what the songs were that we always used as the intro sections?
Aladdin Sane.
You look Aladdin Sane was one of them.
One's the, a video game. One's song, a video. Well,
No More Heroes has one in there. Yeah.
Yeah. There's the one with the bonk head at the start.
That's the No More. Yeah. No,
I mean.
Oh, the start of it. That's Team Fortress.
There's like the sound at the end. That's just like Gary taking a bonk head, right?
I don't actually. Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
We turned the microphones off before that.
I've got it listed as monochrome.
That last one was from a Ghost in the Shell soundtrack from a Ghost in the Shell. I think Megatech mix. And there was one more. It's from Battles Without Limits. They use it on Top Gear quite a lot.
Oh, I was going to say they use it in Kill Bill.
They use it in Kill Bill as well. So in case anyone was ever curious, those were the songs we used.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you, Lee. Important.
If you would like to recreate the Gadget Grill, you can download those songs.
We're also streaming. You can also find a playset where you can find minifig versions of Alex, Jeff, Jason, and myself.
And a version of
Gary Stark sitting on a chair that never moves.
Yes, it's yes. For you guys, they're action figures. For me, it's actually an inaction figure.
It's an inaction figure. Well, it's a minifig. So.
Well, which brings us to the final segment of the final show. And for those who have been regular listeners, we know who you are. We have your address. Well, we only have one address, and we only have one of those people.
Yeah.
One such person. The part of the show that I think it's fair to say we've all really enjoyed doing is the Useless Gadget segment.
Yeah.
Now, the Useless Gadget segment started in January of 2009. When Lee came up with an idea for the Useless Gadget segment, and we spoke about e-cigarettes.
We didn't just speak about them. It was actually, I think, one of the times where we actually...
You actually had one.
We smoked an e-cigarette in the room. So we probably broke a rule by doing that.
Well, the e-cigarettes weren't a thing in those
days. They weren't
a
thing. And now they're a vaping thing, and yeah. It's become a thing of its own.
Apparently there's too many teens vaping now.
Well,
Lee, you were vaping before it was cool.
I was vaping probably before it was legal.
Yeah, yeah.
Trendsetter.
Well, just a couple of observations, because at the time we...
Before it was dual.
That's it, yes. Yeah.
At the time when we did that, we put it on the show's website, and we got a comment from somebody about it saying it was a good segment and they enjoyed it, but that we didn't take the e-cigarette seriously.
Yeah, we didn't. That's true, because it was
quite crazy. Quite correct, we did not. And I thank the person for their comments, and I'm glad that, and I made the observation that I was glad that they enjoyed it.
You thanked the person for their comment and then deleted it, right?
Well, no.
Yeah, banned them. Yes.
No. What this person neglected to mention in their comment was the fact that they were actually a person who marketed these products. And, you know, like, please declare your interest if you want to do that. But I think it's interesting that we've come full circle, because we kind of treated the e-cigarettes with a little bit of disdain, and just in the last week and a half, there's been all this controversy over e-cigarettes and vaping and how it is not exactly good for your health. Now, there's a lot of...
Really?
It turns out...
Imagine that. Smoking is bad for you. Could never have imagined.
A lot of this seems to be centred around people who are putting drugs into their...
Is it good to stab yourself with a knife? I'm just... When we release the e-knife, will that be discouraged as well?
No, we're not going to discourage it. Well, it
came up with a gadget that we can market on here, finally.
Yeah.
Okay.
A useless gadget. So
let's talk about the history of our useless gadgets, and maybe each one of you might have a favourite useless gadget. I don't know. Let's start with Jason.
Way to put me on the spot there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can go, if you want.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Do you guys remember Juicero?
Oh, yes.
So Juicero was the, like, stupid expensive
artisan juicer, yes.
Yeah,
it came with, like, really weird pouches that you had to load into.
Yeah, so it was kind of like Nespresso, but for juice. But the pouches had DRM, but you had to be within a certain order radius of San Francisco to actually order them. And so the juicer was, like, $700 or something. The pouches were, like, $10. They had DRM,
I know that the juice bar is expensive down the road, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, so if your internet was out, you could actually use a juicer. so then the problem, like, it turned out that you could actually squeeze the juices by hand.
People pulled it apart and found it was basically nothing more than just a squeezer.
If you squeeze it yourself with your hands, it was faster than using the Juicero. Yeah.
There is.
They went bankrupt.
Is there?
Is anyone shocked?
No. Okay. Jeff.
I'm going to go with all the gates that we've seen, like Bend Gate, Antenna Gate, phones that randomly catch fire and burn cars down. I think
have you tried Baby Gate yet?
I haven't had a baby gate yet.
I have one in my room to keep the dog out.
I remember those days where we were told that we were holding our iPhones wrong.
I'm holding my iPhone wrong right now.
You're holding your iPhone very wrong. And that was hilarious for me. Like, we've had so many phones along the way which have just had drama. Drama on drama.
Did you guys see the thing about the Samsung Tab 5 SE where it would lose reception if you hold it wrong?
Yes,
it's just like, wow, it took Samsung a really long time to copy that Apple feature.
Yes.
You're not getting a Tab S5e for review.
Yeah. Carry on, Jeff.
No, that's it.
Okay, you're not going to mention your Shiny Hiney?
Look, I never got to test it, so I can't ever say if it was useless or not.
Can we just say what it is?
So a Shiny Hiney is like a toothbrush for your behind.
Yes.
And you can put...
Wouldn't that just be an ass brush?
Well, it is, but you can put different scents on it. Remember there was lavender and vanilla? You could get
different toothbrush for your hiney. Just call it a butt brush.
But it wasn't. It was the Shiny Hiney. I mean, it's marketing and it worked.
No. It was called My Shiny Hiney. Right?
My Shiny... Right. Yeah, because it's not really shared.
Yeah. No.
Which was weird.
We don't know yet.
Well, I mean, like, it's the age of social media.
Some people
it could
share
be shared.
Toothbrushes, you know? So,
yeah, I mean, like...
Oh,
social no shiny...
Judgment. No judgment.
Are we talking social shiny hineys here, guys?
I don't... You've melted my brain once this show. Don't do it again.
He's very good at this.
Struggling to pick it up from the ground.
Don't add your shiny hiney to your Instagram story.
Do we have a smart shiny hiney? Jason.
Can I rather than pointing out a useless gadget that is my favourite because I can't remember any of them, can I give a shout out to
they've got an app for that?
Yeah, well, there's a Twitter account for that, which I can't. Can I give a shout out to the way that we've discovered many of
the
our
way that we, well certainly yeah
many of our useless it. Gadgets. I'm not sure that I'm allowed to actually say the full you, name of the account.
Yes,
on
you
here.
Can. What are they going to do to us? Take us off here?
Like I said, this episode isn't getting repeated.
There is a Twitter account which is hilarious, and you should follow it. It is called the Internet of Shit, and it's mainly making fun of all of the internet connected things that don't work, which is what Jeff was talking about earlier and Alex was talking about earlier. They're a bit janky sometimes, things don't work
sometimes
you will just get stuck in your house because your smart lock can't connect to the internet, and for those times you probably need this account so that you can tweet at them and complain about it.
There was a problem with some European cars a couple of years ago.
Really? I mean, like they're European cars, but go
well,
on.
Where their locking mechanism was not working, and you could end up getting locked into your car, and no matter what you did, you couldn't get out of it. I was driving through Railway Square about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and there was a car broken down right at Railway Square at the traffic lights. Car broken down at the lights. There were two cops there. The car had locked its transmission in gear, could not move.
And I think we're almost out of time.
We're getting close to it. Yeah, we're still got a minute or so.
Mine in there. I seriously think that mine is probably the one to end all. And it's the fact that there's a gadget coming to market called the human charger, which is basically a way of recharging yourself, apparently with energy, by shining light into your ears. I kind of think that if you went to J-Car and strapped a couple LEDs to a couple of earpods.
No, a couple of spotlights.
Or something like that. You'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems like a useless gadget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to wrap us up, Gary?
I'm gonna wrap us up now.
Good
this
idea.
This has been the last Gadget Grill. I'm just looking at the time. I'm going to play two songs to take us out.
We could technically talk over the top of the music if we wanted
to.
The
last song that I'm going to play, which is the next one, it's not necessarily going to be the last. The last one will actually be a filler. But this one, it's The Seekers.
Way to sell it, Dad. Sell it.
Yeah. Enjoy the last
this
one.
Is, enjoy the last, but not quite the last one.
Bye. This is The Seekers.
Bye-bye.
Hope you've enjoyed the show.
Is over.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone say a bad word.
Fuck.